800-metre runner Caster Semenya is a favourite predicted to win gold at the Rio Olympics. To put it in perspective, Sportsbet has her at 11 cents return for the dollar. The next lowest return in that category after her is a 7. In other words, they think Semenya will win. But the runner hasn't had an easy road to Rio.
Go down to trackside after all that excitement as the women try and gather themselves with the crowd still going absolutely.
It's 2009 in Berlin, and a group of female athletes are preparing themselves to run.
Down to their marks. Kuro, Martinez, Krevshin, Semenya, Meadows, 7 over to Kostai and Kuzma.
Initially, all goes to plan. The women form a tight pack, with South African Caster Semenya in the lead. But the others are right on her heels.
So it's Semenya, South Africa. And on the inside...
They hit the halfway mark and things get a bit crazy.
On the inside. Semenya pushes on again and she's breaking away. There is no response now from Krevshin. Jepkoska is in third. Semenya looks over her shoulder and she's away.
Semenya pulls further and further away from the group until eventually there's a huge expanse between her and the others. And she wins by a landslide.
...of Great Britain who finished in third. 1:55.46. Well, that's smashed...
Semenya has broken the world record and she goes for a lap around the field, a South African flag draped around her shoulders.
Goes on a lap of honour. 1:55.45, smashing the national record, of course. An amazing performance. We'll be hearing a lot more about, no doubt.
We did hear more about it. A lot more.
Athlete Caster Semenya celebrates after winning the women's 800 metres race at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin. But the South African teenager hasn't just hit the headlines because she clocked the year's fastest time, but because athletics officials are investigating whether she really is female.
Semenya is an 18-year-old South African who won a world championship yesterday, but her celebration was short-lived after officials ordered her to undergo a series of tests. They are looking for proof that South Africa's golden girl is not a boy.
People around the world are really angry about this win. They're saying Semenya got too good too quick. She couldn't possibly be a woman. She doesn't even look like a woman. In response, the International Association of Athletics Federation, the IAAF, suspended Semenya and requested she be gender tested. This is Daryl Adair, Associate Professor of Sports Management at the University of Technology, Sydney.
Well, yeah, she's a woman. Let's face it, there's no question about that.
There's this story that Semenya told The New Yorker, where during competitions, the women that she was running against would approach her and accuse her of being a man, and she would take them to the bathroom to show them her genitalia. While Daryl is confident that Semenya was, in fact, born a girl and raised to be a woman, he, like much of the international community, suspects that her hormones may tell a different story to her body, and that's why the IAAF wanted her to do a gender test. And this is where the story gets a bit murky, because we don't have access to Semenya's medical records. They're confidential. And we don't have the outcome of her gender test, also confidential. But the IAAF statement to the media at that time was, "It is clear that she is a woman, but maybe not 100%.
Well, the interesting thing is they brought in sex testing in 1968 in the Mexico Olympic Games, and that coincided with the very first testing for drugs in sport. So my theory is that they were not only concerned about performance enhancement, they were also concerned that, you know, women from East Germany or the Soviet Union who were rumoured to be taking drugs would become men. So this is about challenging the gender order. Eventually, they brought in, they used a chromosomal test, but that proved very faulty because there's a whole range of women who have different chromosomal makeups than, the classic XX. So, you know, it became unworkable, really. And in fact, by the 2000 Olympic Games, the IOC abandoned sex testing. It really only emerged again in the wake of Caster Semenya's performance as an 18-year-old in Berlin, where she broke her own record. She won convincingly over experienced athletes. And her fellow competitors argued that either she was doping or that she had some kind of intersex condition, which gave her an unnatural advantage from their point of view.
There's a condition called androgen insensitivity syndrome, which I'm going to call AIS. It occurs when the embryo is born XY, that's male, but it's resistant to male hormones, so develops as female and has the physical traits of a woman. And this can cause hyperandrogenism, which basically means that someone who has the physical traits of a woman has higher testosterone levels. Semenya's critics said that if she did have AIS and higher levels of testosterone, she was unfairly advantaged.
And we don't know her medical circumstances or biological circumstances, if you want to put it that way, because that's something between the IAAF and her. But the IAAF had what was called a hyperandrogenism rule. And in essence, what that did was establish arbitrarily an upper limit of natural testosterone for women. And it was theorized that women who had testosterone naturally above that level were somehow at a performance advantage than other women, and therefore they either required surgery, which is very drastic, just to play sport, or some kind of hormonal therapy.
We don't know what happened with Semenya after the IAAF got her results, but when her suspension was lifted, she was running noticeably slower, and some speculated it was due to hormone suppressant therapy, which would have lowered her testosterone levels.
Now, an Indian sprinter called Duty Chand, she took her case because she was of the same status in terms of the hyperandrogenism policy as Caster Semenya. She took her case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Now, she won the case.
This only happened July last year, by the way. It means that the arbitrary level of testosterone required by the IAAF has been overruled. And if Semenya was on hormone suppressant therapy before, she won't be now or in Rio.
And what the Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled was essentially that the IAAF had not actually presented convincing evidence that naturally occurring testosterone provided a disproportionate advantage to women athletes. The other thing to keep in mind about all this, and I'm not an endocrinologist, but I've done a piece with a scientist, and he conducted research which showed tremendous variability amongst elite female and male athletes in terms of their testosterone profiles, even an overlap between the men and the women. And he also pointed out that women with what's called androgen insensitivity syndrome, who basically are born with, they have an X chromosome as well, but they're actually born women. They just have a different chromosomal makeup. But even though they have higher levels of testosterone than women with the usual chromosomal status, that testosterone can't be used because they're, in fact, they can't process it. So they've got this testosterone in their body that they actually can't apply. So the idea that you could have naturally occurring testosterone in a woman that actually means that it's going to produce some sort of masculine characteristics is quite simplistic.
Then how come people like Caster Semenya and Duty Chand, why have they fought so hard for the right to not have corrective hormones and not bring their testosterone levels down if it's not increasing their ability?
Well, they were put in a position by the International Athletic Federation, the IAAF, until the Court of Arbitration for Sport overturned the rule, of, in essence, being expected to somehow correct their bodies under the assumption that there was something wrong with them, that they were, I guess, the recipients of an unnatural and unfair advantage. There's a Finnish long-distance skier, now retired, who was basically unbeatable, and it wasn't discovered until years later that he had a condition, naturally, which allowed him to carry anywhere between 25 and 50% more oxygen in his blood than the average person. So it was equivalent to him taking a drug like EPO, which increases your oxygen carrying capacity. I don't think if he was performing now that they'd ask him to actually have his testosterone reduced. The focus seems almost inordinately about women. So just in order to play sport, it seems to me a very drastic kind of requirement for women who are performing quite well. Judy Chand is the Indian champion, but she's just made the Olympics by about 1/100th of a second. She won't come anywhere near a medal. Her times are nothing like what the men run. Same with Caster Semenya. Now, she has the best time in the world at the moment, 1:55, roughly, for the 800 metres, but that's 15 seconds outside what the men run. So the idea that Caster Semenya is somehow, you know, a man masquerading as a woman is ridiculous.
Do you think that the current situation where the Olympic Committee is allowing them to run without regulating their testosterone, do you think that that will hold and continue into the future?
Well, it's been ratified by the highest law court in the world, which is the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Now, they've given the IAAF and the IOC 2 years to actually come back to them with evidence that the previous policy was logical and scientifically proven. Now, almost a year to the day, they still haven't come back with anything. Okay, they've got another year, but one would think if they really had something solid, something robust, they would have been back to the Court of Arbitration for Sport quite quickly. Look, they will come back with something, but in the meantime, you know, you've got a whole range of scientists now who are coming out defending the right of Judy Chand and Caster Semenya to compete. In fact, there's a guest editorial in Scientific American. They've come out with a statement now before the Olympics saying that the kind of rumours and innuendo about Semenya and Chand are unwarranted scientifically.
Associate Professor Daryl Adair from the University of Technology, Sydney.